When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair has got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, you know, not a terrific weekend. The pitching's good. We got good starting pitching going, you know, that's about it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's going on? Yeah.
It was a real, like, a real low scoring weekend, Jack. Across the board,
the Phillies are kind of they're not built like a small market team, but the way they play is like a small market team.
It really felt like two similar teams squaring off.
Yeah, one has a $300 million payroll, one does it every single year. Well, dude, I was like, I obviously didn't forget, but it's pretty wild to think that the Guardians are so bad that they got Bazana number one overall. I feel like the Guardians are never bad. I feel like
just 1 year. It was just 1 year, and then they go back to being good. It's like, of course.
Listen, one member of this podcast may have been rooting for a year like that, but would never. We're not about the draft on this show. You know what? So it's interesting because obviously, where I'm at, and this is a mature, I think, standpoint.
People say when they think of you, mature
always. mature viewpoint that could definitely change if things continue. But I'm kind of just, this is a lull. I mean, this was going to happen. They were stupid hot. I mean, look what happened to the Cubs. The Cubs were the most unbeatable team in baseball, and now they've fallen on hard times in Chicago. This is just...
It's baseball, man. It's baseball.
It's the natural ebb and flow of a baseball season.
That's right.
I mean, what are you supposed to do when you face Parker Mezek? I mean, all of the baby boys, Gavin carving them, which was, it was a little like Pavetta.
Bittersweet, you know.
Dominating elsewhere. Yeah. There he is. I had no shares of Gavin in any of my fantasy leagues, which does kill me. Now, I do have shares of Chase Burns and Parker Mezek in a ton of leagues, and both of them have successfully carved the Phillies this week. And I'm glad they hit around Chigoni a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't feel the overwhelming sense of dread with this team. Maybe because what Sanchez and Wheeler are doing is historic.
It's unbelievable, particularly Sanchez. I mean, you know, I think he's 5 or 6 innings away from breaking the Phillies' consecutive scoreless inning streak. I mean, he is on a friggin' heater, man. It's been unbelievable. And it's like eye test too. I mean, the strikeouts are there and all that. Especially, I thought so impressive with Sanchez. It feels like every time we, not just the Phillies, just in general, when a pitcher goes 9 and gets 13 strikeouts, like that type of game, that type of effort, I feel like it's really rare that they come out the next start and look incredibly sharp.
I know.
It's really, he is on one right now. It's pretty amazing. Obviously, Wheeler was lights out on Saturday. Just looked awesome. Finally got him some runs as that game went on, which was nice. The pitching makes you feel, you know, bullish. And obviously, Painter looked great too.
Now, would you say it's also rare to lose a baseball game when your starter gives you 8 shutout? Is that also a rare feat by only this team ever? You know what that game kind of felt like? Obviously, no one in the game is throwing a no-hitter. But do you remember that Halliday versus Travis Wood start in like 2010 against the Reds?
I don't remember it specifically, but I remember like it's been referenced. Like I remember vaguely, but I don't remember. Like I can't see it in my head.
So both pitchers had a shutout. I think Travis Wood, what a throwback name, by the way. One of the pitchers that could rake a little bit. I think he had a no-hitter heading into the 9th. So it was Halliday and Travis Wood locked arms. That's what it kind of felt like on Friday, watching those two go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, the stats have been out there all weekend, but they have officially surpassed those two. They've surpassed Halliday and Lee, for the best month of pitching in franchise history, which is crazy given how.
And it's crazy that we even talk about them as like who's better. You know, it's like that's insane. I mean, those are. I mean, that was it, you know, 3-4 Cy Youngs between them for Lena, 3, I think, for, you know, just like those guys were awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they were the best. And then you had these two. And what I love, too, is after Wheeler shoved, and it was so funny, he talked about, I think Destiny tweeted it out, about how he's like, man, you know, some days you just don't have your good stuff. And then at the end, it was like, well, you did throw a 6 shutout.
Yeah,
so
okay, pal.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have, he's like, felt a little wacky out there. I'm like, man, could you imagine feeling wacky and just dominating the way?
6 shutout, 8 strikeouts, like yeah. 2 or 3 hits or something. Yeah, no, that'll play.
Well, and he sounded legit exasperated when talking about Sanchez. And he was like, of course we're competing against each other in a healthy way. And he said, he's tough to keep up with right now. It's like, yeah, he's insane. And obviously, I hope he sets the record. That'd be so cool. And listen, you're on watch, Oral Hershiser. We're coming for
it. Oh, yeah. 59 and a third, I think it is, or 59 2/3, something like that. Yeah.
Who was better, Hershiser or David Cohn?
So I think Cohn was better career-wise and had more big game moments and all that. But like Hershiser that year might be like, you know, that's right up there with Pedro and Bob 99 Gibson. And yeah, like I didn't see Bob Gibson, but Hershiser in 88 was like that. I mean, that was the first baseball year I really remember well. I remember the Gibson homer, I remember the playoffs, I remember the whole thing. And
could imagine remembering 1988.
Yeah. Hershiser was like a unicorn that year. It was unbelievable, that guy that year. In the playoffs too, the whole thing, he was just amazing. But yeah. But I think Cone was better overall. Like Cone's like a, you know, he's not a Hall of Famer because he didn't pitch quite like, you know, but like he's like a borderline, especially when you take into account all the huge playoff starts that guy had.
Yeah. I guess I always kind of thought of those two in similar tiers.
Yeah, sure. I think they're similar. I think Hershiser's best was better than Cone, but they were both. I mean, Cone threw a perfect game, so you know.
People forget that. People forget that. Not as impressive as David Wells' perfect game.
Nothing is as impressive. Maybe other than Doc Ellis, even though it wasn't a perfect game, that might be the only thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. The offense. This is kind of who they are. If Harper and Schwarber aren't Harper and Schwarber, which means
they're in trouble. That's it.
I mean, Schwarber is on enough. Well, not, and he got.
Yeah, he hasn't homered in what, like, you know, a week or something?
Yeah, get rid of him. But I think
he's not going to hit 70. Damn it.
Well, I think Bond slipped something in his food, and that's why.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
yeah.
My official theory on that. But I think he is. I think he does have another eight straight strikeout performance. So only him would have two of those in the same month.
It's amazing.
And what do you have? Seven home runs in six games at the same during the same month. It's been an eventful Schwarbs month for sure. So if those two aren't doing their thing, the offense is just going to struggle. They don't have enough. I mean, we can come here and yell until we're blue in the face about how go get a real right-handed bat. We've been yelling the same thing for 3 years. They're paying $39 million for right field right now. One of them's not here, and the other one's.
Right, and it took me a second to get there. I was like, when you said $39 million, that they're going to like add up Adolis and someone else and someone else. It's like, oh, yeah, of course.
They're still paying Casty. They're still paying Casty.
It's good. Has Adolis been a $39 million right fielder this year? What do you think?
No. Now, defensive-wise.
He hasn't even a $10 million. Yeah, defensive-wise, you're great.
No, dude, it hurts my soul watching him struggle. Because I love him so much in right field. Mm-hmm. It's like I want him to do so good.
And we know how funny he is when he's rolling. Like that run, you know, 2023, he was like as fun a player to watch as you're gonna see with the home run, the excitement, the flexing, the bat flips. Like he is like pure energy. And when he's rolling and it's like the confidence is it's a really exciting thing to watch. And it's a shame that we're not getting to see that, you know?
Much like Stott, his base level to be a valuable MLB player is not, like, if he could just hit a little bit, he's a valuable player because of what he brings defensively. It's just like, man, the pop isn't there. Nothing's there. Really, actually, nothing's there. The walks are up.
The walks are okay. But nothing's there. It is crazy, too. And it's especially crazy when you'll see him like get extension on a ball. Like there'll be a pitch where it looks like, oh, like you've seen this guy when his arms get out and he gets like right on one. It's like, I've seen this guy destroy baseballs. And even that, it feels like even when he's getting extension and turning on one, it's like a fly out, you know?
And he's missed so many meatballs. It feels like he misses a 95 mile an hour fastball down the middle every single at bat. And it's either fouled straight back or he swings right through it. It's crazy. And it does feel like he's trying to swing harder and harder. Because like I would take a 210 average if
he had 30 homers or 25 homers or something, sure.
Yeah. But you're not getting either. You're getting strikeouts, you're not getting base hits. I mean, I think what is he like three for his last? I mean, I think maybe four.
I don't know the numbers, but I can't remember the last time he got a hit.
He had a double yesterday.
You're right. He did have that double. Sorry. Yes. Prior to that. Yes.
So the breakout's coming. It was a huge double in a big spot. Everyone needed that. Every single person needed that. I was so happy. I was like, yes, come on, Adolis. Like it's more me hoping he's good rather than thinking he's actually good.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, the evidence is, you know, the last, when you take 2024, 2025, and what we've seen this year. I mean, it's not a small sample size anymore.
No, it's not. So, yeah, they need another bat. There's no one coming until the trade deadline, and even at the trade deadline, who really is out there? And like, what position is this team going to be in?
And Dombrowski's hit on like one hitter. I mean, Marsh has turned into a fine player, but like in terms of like helping the team in the moment go on a run, Bader is the only offensive hit he's really had, you know?
By the way, two grand slams this week for old Bader.
Did he really? Wow.
Good for him. Yeah. So maybe he's just in time for the trade deadline.
Come on back. Bring him back. Come on home, buddy.
No, probably not. I mean, he does have another year after this year.
But look, Crawford's struggling. I mean, Crawford has not been, you know, good for a couple weeks at least now, you know, and the average, I think, is down to like 240-ish or something like that.
He's hitting 240. I think it's 118 in his last seven.
Yeah, that jives.
Ish type games.
And look, he's not a great center fielder. Like, he's just not. Like, he's not, you know.
No, but it's one of those things where it's like, you might as well just let him.
Agree. I'm just saying it is more of a discussion in terms of, like, do you just stick keep in center field every day, you know, all year, depending on how this plays out, than it used to be, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, Spike brought up, would you play Marsh in center and him in left? And just, like, Marsh is better, but it's not like my point is, like, I would rather just
long-term, yeah. And I think it's a negligible difference. I don't think it's like Marsh is way better in center. I just think he's better.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, they're kind of going through one of their ruts. These ruts with this offense was always going to happen. The real thing for me that I'm going to start finding interesting and, like, are they going to do anything about it, or are they just going to ride it out, is what to do with Trey at the top of the lineup.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's got a 619 OPS. He's hitting 225, and he's got an OBP of 280. I mean,
the bats are bad. You know, it's every first pitch, and it's just like it feels like he's flailing. Like, it just doesn't – he does not look confident at the plate.
Well, they're 29th. Like, in just production-wise, they're 29th in on-base percentage at a leadoff spot, which is egregious.
That is bad news right there.
I think they're hitting 214 as a team leadoff, you know, batting first in the game. So, you know, there's not – the easiest fix actually is just putting Schwarber there. It's just what do you do after that?
I mean, like, if you don't want to crush Turner's – I mean, like, you could go Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Like, it's not – the worst start. I mean, if you're going to keep Turner towards the top and don't want to, you know, move him down or whatever, I mean, that is viable, at least.
It's viable. I guess I'd put him four for right now. And I would, I'm not happy with myself, but I'd put Boehm too. Yeah.
Boehm's up to 213, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Ride this hot streak for a little bit. He's always been a class two hole hitter, knows how to go the opposite way. I mean, that's what you always want to. I mean, Schwarber and Boehm.
Not the ball.
Schwarber and Boehm would probably set a record for the slowest 1-2 combo.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine?
Who would win a foot race, Schwarber or Boehm?
Schwarber.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think those little steps beat the slow, long strides. Not always, but in this case.
Yeah. I mean, just egregiously slow. I mean, both.
Yeah. If nothing else, Schwarber looks faster because his feet are moving so quick. I think it's just like he feels a little bit faster when he's going, so he's trying so hard, whereas Boehm is just like, move. But yeah,
you can't do it.
It's so bad.
Now Schwarber isn't grounded in double plays because he usually
doesn't hit ground balls very often.
It's tough to say the old who gets doubled up more, but I think that's pretty obvious. It's old Boehm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you put Boehm at two, you let him just do his little hit the ball around the whole ballpark kind of thing until he struggles again, and you got to get him out of there. Mm-hmm. And God forbid we could, you know, hit Harper there, but we got to hit him three.
Only for a couple days. He could do it for a day or two.
Don't ask him to do it for a series when his teammate's sick. I mean, that's a little too much to ask. But yeah, and then Turner four, Marsh five. I guess I would just give it a shot.
I do think you should try something. You know what I mean? Like, it clearly right now that lineup's in a rut, and it's not like this lineup as it's constituted has raked all season or anything like that. You know?
No. I mean, what happened to the team that a week ago took down Skeens, you know, and was
great at bats?
Oh, we're like, they figured out the at bats. They swept the Pirates, who all of a sudden are red hot. The Pirates are part of the teams, the Phillies that play that everyone says sucks, you know.
And they're better in front of the Phillies. It's like all these teams, like the Cardinals are not good. They keep winning and they're in front. And like the Reds and all the, you know, I don't know if the Reds are still in front, but like there's like just that group of teams that I am not super scared of, but are in front, you know. Mm-hmm.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's an official comment on the Cardinals as well. And this is actually a credit to Cardinals fans because they were the ones that I think brought the Tarps Off movement to baseball. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And let me put it out there. I'm very pro Tarps Off. If you can get a whole section to do it.
Yeah, not by yourself. You got to be part of a crew. The Tarps Off by yourself is sad.
Well, there's also been a couple of like six guys in it.
Yeah, uh-uh. And that's sad. No, that's the point. By yourself, it's the same as by yourself. You need a section.
You need a section. If you're gonna do it, get a whole ball club down there. Get your team down there. Buy out a whole section. We're not doing the six guys just begging everyone to take their shirts off around mm-hmm. the stadium. That's mm-hmm. not Tarps Off movement. So if everyone could lock in and look at what the Cardinals do, I've seen because now I watch, of course, in the beginning, and of course because. You know, the local broadcasters are aware of the Tarps Off movement. Like, sure, yeah. There's a Tarps Off movement. So, you know, they got to make it kind
they're
of.
They're so excited. Look, yeah. I know what it is. Look at me.
I got it.
Tarps Off movement. I like that voice. It's the Tarps Off movement. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, everyone noticed
from the 1920s or something.
Exactly right. So, but there's been too many of it because they find it every broadcast where it's panning over and there's just like six dudes. What made it cool was a whole section. That's it. Okay. So let's lock in people and then keep a good thing going. It could save baseball and get the young people into the game.
Love it. Good take. Okay.
Thank you.
When they write the Encyclopedia of Baseball in 100 years, we'll be like, and the Tarps Off movement yes. was the thing that truly saved the game and brought it into its glory.
Listen, the 90s had home runs. We had the Tarps Off movement.
That's true, yeah.
And the pitch clock.
Yeah, that's right. And ABS, baby, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I've just gotten – I was thinking about the other day.
Yeah, you'll have to deal with it, you know.
Annoyed I was yeah. earlier. But now I guess I've just gotten so used to it that I'm like
– Because it's quick and it's easy. It integrates quickly. By the way, Schwarber is amazing at it. I think of all the people, I feel like he is so consistently the most right, I feel like.
Of hitters. I would agree. Crawford should never be able to do it.
Ever.
It's always a strike. And you can tell him –
Good.
You can tell he's like thinking about it too. He's like, I shouldn't do this. But well, hold on.
I think your point, I've noticed it since you talked about it, where it's like, I think the Stars could do it and the guys at the bottom, like it's like, you better be freaking right. Like, I have, like, you could see guys really wanting to do it, whether it's Stott or even Marsh or whatever. You could see, like, and they'll be like, and, like, they want to, but they, I don't, like, you know what I mean? I think they're like, I can't or whatever. But it's funny because I think you're dead right about that. Like, I could see them, like, twitching, like, they want to go for it. It's like,
yeah. I think Schwarber did one where he hit, like, the side of his face. He's like,
he's like,
No. Well,
sometimes it feels like they're just like going to adjust their helmet. It's like, wait, are you doing it or not? You know?
So I was thinking that too. I was thinking about how can they tell the difference between adjusting helmet? I think you have to say it too.
I think you have to say it too. Yeah. Or the can be like, are you going for it? And they can, you know, whatever, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine. We're used to it. We're getting there. Now, are you ready for the check swing challenges that are in low A? So there's,
oh, they've got like a camera for it, you mean?
They have a system.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I know it's often wrong. I love the check to the third or first base umpire.
Oh, I just love it. It's about getting every call right.
It's about getting most calls right, Jack.
Okay. Where are we talking about?
Well, also check swings are such like a, it's so hard to like judge in the moment. It's fine. I would be okay with it, but I prefer they go to the first and third base guy.
Well, they do have the technology down there to where if you, that it can track how far past the line you go, mm-hmm. and then you are rung up if you go past mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. So what else you got?
Painter.
Oh, yes. Andrew.
He looked good yesterday. I know, like, again, to the point you made before, the Guardians are not the most dynamic offense they're going to face this year. They win with pitching and bullpen more than anything. But, yeah, I thought – but Painter looked really good. And talk about Painter. And then also, why does it, I know they don't score a lot of runs, Phillies. It feels like they never score for Painter. Is like, are they averse to scoring for the kid? Anyway, go ahead.
They don't like him. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, the Guardians are weird because they do hit some home runs. You know, Bazana hit some and DeLotter hit some. And they're not murderers row, but I don't think they're as dreadful. I mean, Reese is there. He'd have the fourth highest OBP, OPS on this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, the thing with Painter is if you keep expecting him to be Paul Skeens, who, by the way, is falling apart after the Phillies got
another
to.
Bad outing. Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh. Phillies broke Paul Skeens. If you keep
the Livy Dunn video going viral.
It was great. If you keep expecting him to be Paul Skeens, Chase Burns, Mizorowski, like, you're going to be miserable because he's
miserable. Yeah,
he's not that yet. And again, to part of the point, I mean, to act like those guys have never struggled at the big league level. Now Skeens mostly hasn't, but he's going through maybe a little rut right now. Mizorowski had a 6 ERA his last 8 starts. Burns got put in the bullpen last year after his first 6 starts, and they've come back and they've been great. So now Schlittler and Yosevich have never struggled and they never struggle, but
they probably will at some point, you know. And look, there are a few who don't, but it's pretty rare, you know.
And there are legit things. I mean, he's not striking out a lot of guys. Only 3 yesterday, and it's not like he's generating a ton of whiffs. I think he did generate 1 whiff on his fastball yesterday, which is a big development. But he's also pitching well, and you could kind of argue, okay, well, how sustainable is this? And it's like, I don't know. I mean, Yamamoto went 7 innings yesterday and struck out 3. He's not to say that Painter and Yamamoto are close, but the way they pitch is kind of like, Yamamoto does not have a good fastball and he has to hide it as well. I mean, Painter has to hide his fastball. We talked about this at nauseam on this podcast is that it's not a good fastball. Every single time he throws it, it's kind of getting smoked when it's in the strike zone. I think he's actually doing a pretty good job of keeping it out of the middle of the zone recently. It's either up, out, or off the plate. Like, he's not missing middle with it, besides like the first pitch to Bazana yesterday. So, you know, I also think that he's found a bit of a rhythm that works for him. You know, it's a lot of sliders and sweepers to righties, which we've talked about. He's also throwing them harder. I mean, like he threw a 90-mile-an-hour slider a couple times yesterday, which was sick. He struck out Reese on one of them. I do think JT being back there has helped him as well, just from the standpoint of having confidence in what the guy is putting down and following that. But the real thing that I think has been an equalizer for him is the single pitch that he threw more than any of his others yesterday was that splitter. He threw 28% splitters yesterday, and it did really well. He only allowed two hits on it, and you know, to lefties, it's a really, really tough pitch. I think the one thing that I think people need to, I guess, appreciate more with Painter, rather than being so obsessed with the strikeouts and the whiffs and stuff like that, is, you know, it's not very often you see a 22, 23-year-old high school kid that has legit feel for three off-speed pitches, like a split, like a sweep, like a slider, and he has that. And in watching these last three starts, it was also good. I thought that Mattingly kind of let him cook yesterday rather than pulling him out of the game early.
I agree.
I mean, the runs he allowed were nonsense. You know, Stephen Kwan.
Totally agree.
Hit that one. The second one was BS as well. But that can also happen when you're not missing bats. So, like, that's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's part of the thing. Yeah, put it in play and see what happens. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been...
Especially with a not, like, elite defense behind you, you know?
Sure. So, I guess I've been impressed that really since the A start, he's bounced back and been very good. I think that's, that's a good sign for his mental toughness, which I think is impressive. And... You know, he's staying off barrels right now, which is good. If he's going to be a soft contact guy, be a soft contact guy. He can't be hard contact right at people. I think that's much tougher to sustain going forward. So he's doing a good job mixing all his pitches in. He's hiding his fastball well. I think the sinker into righties is a good little pitch. And there's going to be starts that aren't going to go his way. But I think he might have found at least a bit of a rhythm to where he's not going out there and allowing 5 and 4 in.
Yeah, look, and they're going to need him. You know, it's a shame that there's so much pressure on him, you know, at the age and the situation. You know, you've mentioned other guys who can come up and kind of, I mean, Skeens pitch in games that don't really matter until this season for the most part. But, you know, with Nola, you know, they need Painter to at least be, you know, he's got to be the 4 somehow, you know, and they have a great 3, you know, and Lizardo, you know, you assume can be good. But, yeah, they're going to need him. All right, take back in a sec. But quick, first of all, we will have some news coming up at next pod for June, because we got some events coming up in June. So we'll tell you about that June 10th, June 14th, June 20th, June 24th. I think those are the dates off the top of my head, something like that. Just keep them. But we'll get you that information next pod. But shout out to the Miller Lite account of the week, the Harleysville Hotel. Today's show is sponsored by Miller Lite and the Harleysville Hotel. Check out the Harleysville Hotel for every Phillies game. Enjoy $3.50 Miller Lite pints. It's a great deal, and their extensive menu featuring their famous loaded fries with cheddar, mozzarella, bacon, bites, and ranch dressing. Miller Lite fills with and celebrate responsibly. All right, Fritzy, take back.
All right. So I actually thought they played some heads up, baseball over the weekend.
I felt the same way.
You know,
picking guys off and, you know, stuff like that. They were doing some stuff. Yeah.
So there were some pickoffs. There was a throw to second base that Bailey made, and Harper just went to third base, which was interesting. They got stuck in a – JT tried to get stuck in a rundown and, you know, ended up with second and third with two outs, which was interesting. You know, there's a play where they cut it
Trey,
early.
How about the one where Trey took third on the ball? That he took the steal. Ball was in the center, like wasn't going to go, and then notices how slow it's rolling, was able to take third. There was a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
Stott goes to second base on a throw to third, and Turner cuts it and throws it to second to get a guy there. They get Reese at third base trying to extend an out. So I actually thought, like, baseball heads up, Donnie baseball style of play, I thought they played a mostly crisp brand of baseball. Besides,
well, after the couple games where they you know, kind of get off it, they had played that for the majority of the Donnie baseball era, I probably got on their ass a bit.
I hope so. Listen, I love Edmundo Sosa. We don't have to play him in left field. We really don't. We don't have to play him in left field.
And he's struggling offensively too. Like, Edmundo is in a rut.
Edmundo, I really only trust in the sixth inning on in a big spot, which is a good place to trust the guy.
Yeah, it's not a bad spot. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because I love him. But, man, the left field play, subpar.
It's bad. It's just bad. Yeah.
It's bad. So, but other than that, I thought they played pretty crisp baseball. And then, dude, Kirkland is really starting to eat with that splitter. Mm-hmm. The splitter is...
No, he's been good.
Him and Painter, I think, both taken significant strides forward with their split and the movement on it, and it being a legitimate weapon for them. So, you know, the bullpen right now, Like, it's so funny, man, because you watch Bolin and you're like, I swear he's good, but he always allows a run.
He feels good, though. I watch him pitch. It's like he looks like he should be hard to hit. And you're right.
I don't get it. I mean, Bizana did not miss that ball. That ball was absolutely.
Buddy, no, he got a hold of that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I find the discussion, there's three discussions, but we've already talked about Painter. There's like two discussions that bother me currently. Mm-hmm. Is the way we talk about DeRon and the way that we talk about Real Muto. Like, you got to get it through your head that JT's not here to hit anymore.
He's great defensively still. Like, terrific.
And I guess you wouldn't notice him as much if the rest of the lineup was better. He got a couple hits. He got a couple hits over the weekend.
He's an 8-hitter. He's an 8-9 hitter now. Like, that's what he is. Like, guess what? Like, the vast majority of catchers in baseball.
He still – now, listen, I know they're paying him, like, the second or third highest.
Well, that's the problem. He is not worth what he's getting paid, but, like, he is – he is still a valuable baseball player.
The pitching staff is on fire again. He still has one of the highest pop times in baseball. He's still throwing out runners. Mm-hmm. I get it because of the bat, and I get it because of the money. If you put the money aside, which again, it's not our money. Like, I'm glad JT's here.
I think I'd rather have him than not have him. I think the thing is people still hold the Bichette and the situation and the money and all that. And the fact that it is, you know, year one of a 3-year deal. And if, you know, I would assume the bat is not going to get much better over these years. But look, I'm with you. I think that ultimately, to your point, he is a valuable player. He is a great defensive catcher. They need that. He's a warrior, like all that stuff. I'm with you. Look, I just don't expect anything from offensively. That he's not worth the money, but the money's paid. You got to kind of just move forward and take him for what he's worth. DeRon, I think, is interesting because I'm with you, but like it's interesting because like he's not locked down. You know, he is hittable. Like he is not someone we've talked about is someone who gets a ton of strikeouts, but he's still a really great closer. He's like a top 5 to 7 closer in the sport. He's great, but he's just not, you know, I think people thought he was the best closer in the sport when they got him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At the same time, he's got like a 1.45
he's great.
ERA.
Great. He's great.
He hasn't blown a save yet. Mm-hmm. I know Friday happened. He allowed the home run.
0-0. It wasn't a save. Yeah.
I was surprised that ball got out. I didn't think that was going out, but I guess Manzardo got it enough. But the way he's talked about is if he's some scrub. I mean, yeah. I think It's one of those things. Like,
I think the playoffs too. It's the walking in the run. I think that was another thing that sticks in people's minds too. Like that was a big spot, you know?
Well, you know, and I also have this thing, and I mean, I've said it on here. I think no one trusts their bullpen until they win in October. Mm-mm. Like everyone thinks their bullpen sucks. No fan base is like, I trust my bullpen. Mm-hmm. And it's one of these things where like closing, the nature of being a closer is walking a tightrope. It's kind of very rarely is it just easy breezy 1-2-3. You know, it's getting the last three outs of a game where the opposition is extra locked in and wants to come back and steal a game. So,
and you're only coming in if it's a close game in those situations, you know? You've got a tight lead to protect is the point. Three runs or less, usually less.
Do I wish there was more strikeouts? Sure, but also like he's got a crazy strikeout rate right now. It feels like he doesn't strike guys out, but I think before Friday, he had six consecutive outings with 2+ strikeouts in it. So he does have good strikeout numbers this year. It's probably just because the contact, when there's contact, is hard contact.
Hard, yeah, which makes sense. He's throwing 100, 101. It's going to go back the other way pretty hard.
But I just find the whole discussion of around Duran being like, he's been a waste. Can't believe they traded for him.
Are people saying that? Because I have not. I didn't know that. Yeah, I get it
in my mentions every once in a while. That's like, wouldn't trust this guy at all. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, he's got the fourth highest save percentage in the history of baseball.
Yeah, it's like, silly.
When he's in there, he usually converts. Mason Miller's Mason Miller. I don't know what to tell you. Mason Miller's on a different planet. You know, there's some really good closers out there right now.
Yeah, we just saw right one. We just saw one. Cade's awesome.
Cade's great. So yeah, I just those a lot of the talking points right now. I just don't really see eye to eye on. I think there's a lot of
If that's a talking point, I fully agree with you. I didn't realize that was a talking point, but I think that's silly.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you excited for Fernando Tatis to 100% end his homer list streak against the Phillies this week in a big spot?
Of course it's going to happen. Of course, I was watching, was it yesterday they were on late? Was I watching yesterday or 2 days ago? Either way, I was watching over the weekend and the flash when they were playing the A's. I think it was yesterday. And it flashed up and it was like his stats and it was zero homers again. And I was like, it looked wrong. It looked crazy. It's insane.
Nola will give it up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He's facing Nola, of course. Yeah. Of course. Lock it in.
It's a lock.
Yeah. Oh, it's for sure. Congratulations. Well, very happy for you, Fernando.
And for my fantasy teams.
That too, yes. Yeah, what a carcass to carry for the first 2 months of the season.
Well, between him and Jackson Merrill.
I can only imagine. Jeez.
How they're like, I think they're 31-20.
Yeah, they're winning.
Jackson Merrill,
because they got Castellanos, obviously, you know.
Yeah. Jackson Merrill, horrible.
They just blow right past.
I can't take it. It's going to be an annoying week if he does anything.
I know.
So Tatis horrible, Merrill horrible, Machado horrible.
Machado's been bad, yeah. Machado's batting like 200 or whatever, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not
the bullpen. Hear the conversation we just had. That I bet you they trust their bullpen.
They got enough. He's always Prowler's obsessed with
just
joining us.
Dudes. Yeah. All right, got it anyway.
It would never work, but I think the guy that fits their need the best at the deadline that could be available is Wilson Contreras. I would die to get Wilson Contreras on this team.
What a hitter.
right hand at bat. He's like swinging harder than ever. He's crushing the baseball. But he's another year after this year. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think it would work. I think if he told Harp and whatever, like go to the outfield for a year. 2 months. 2 months, 3 months at the end like of an expiring deal, he'd do it. I just, man, he would fit so perfectly in the middle of this lineup. I don't know how they would make it work. Maybe
Schwarber. Honestly, I think more likely they move Schwarber to left field and put in a DH. Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
I would take it a second, dude. He's a stud. You were talking about like a perfect bat to throw in the middle of this lineup. I mean, come on.
Can he play the outfield, Wilson Contreras?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Can he stick him in left? I doubt it, but.
No.
Can he still catch?
No.
I was joking. No. I was kidding. You're not taking JT behind the plate for him. I'm just,
No. Sad. Sad. All right. Minor league, man. Now, it was.
Yes. We've all been waiting for it.
It was a tough minor league week because, like, some games got canceled with the rain. He couldn't get into a rhythm. John Spikerman's hurt. So, you know, Brian Rincon hasn't played the last two nights. So he's, you know. Nori's struggling a little bit. He's going through a rut at AA, so he's got to heat back up. But
it's like a Phillies organizational rut across the board right now.
Little bit. But a couple things. So my guy Steve Potter, if you're looking for good Phillies minor league coverage, go to PhilliesBaseballFan.com.
I am so happy. I was like, Steve Potter's a player for us. I never heard of him. Oh no!
For a second, I got worried. All right, good.
No.
Good.
Francisco Renteria this week in the DSL.
Ooh, buddy.
5 for 11 with a homer, double, and triple. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Come on, man.
17, so has he turned 18 yet? Okay.
17. Special. So Gage's AA debut. Very solid. It was very solid. And I was actually impressed. So the first batter of the game was Franklin Arias, who is like the next Red Sox great prospect.
Is it Luis's brother?
No, it's Arias. So it's like Arias.
Oh, okay.
Is it? There have been a bunch of players.
Yeah, there is. So that kid's like the next one. He's sick. But so Gage let up a first pitch home run to him, and then like two nonsense hits, and then after that was pretty much lockdown. He had 6 strikeouts in 3 innings at AA, which I think is impressive.
That'll play.
The fastball didn't skip a beat. Like no one at AA looked as prepared for it as they did in low A. So I think that is impressive. I thought the fastball was still swing and miss. I thought he threw a couple good splitters that were good as well. That's a pitch that he's going to need. You feel good where the slider's at. We'll see what happens. I know the innings limit. I just think they're going to have a tough time keeping him out of the big leagues this year. Mm-hmm. I think that he could come up and get big league outs. And there's been nothing that I've watched that kind of takes me away from that opinion. So we will see. I know the innings limits and stuff like that, but I think I still think he could be in play this year for sure. Good debut for Gage. His home debut is Thursday. So we'll be monitoring situation. Burkholder had another good week. He had a tough day yesterday. He's like 0-3 with a hit by pitch and scored a run. And that ended his 6 game hitting streak, but he still hit .357 this week with the home run. And he's just smoking the ball. I love him.
I love you quoting weekly stats and 6 game hitting streaks and stuff. Yeah. You are crushing this.
Yeah, we're into it. We're into it.
Really, I'm into it too. Yeah.
He does have a little bit of a whiff problem against breaking pitches, so he's a true fill. I think he's running like I think he's running like a 50% whiff rate on breaking balls right now. So that's something he's gonna have to work out. But he's smoking fastballs. Every game it feels like he hits a ball 110 miles an hour. So he is he's doing well. Under the radar bullpen arm that I think could move fast if they want him to is Tegan Kaine, who was a 14th or 13th rounder out of Kansas. 95-97, funky little arm angle, like comes from a little bit of a side armor a little bit. So it's got some natural run to it, and then he's got a breaking ball off of it. I mean it's pretty much what I tried to become at Bloomsburg. My sophomore year when I thought maybe dropping down would lead to my breakout and just get some sick run on the fastball.
Sure.
Didn't work out. I'm still sitting here.
Yeah, you're here right now.
But the fastball's stupid. So we'll see. But he is someone who's in Clearwater rehabbing from Tommy John. Maybe starts working his way up the ladder. And then the baby boy, K. Obermueller, did make his debut this week for the Threshers. I missed the first couple of months, or first like month and a half of the season, working his way up, and he struck out the side, but he also allowed like two hits and a couple walks and two runs. But he struck out the side. So
it's the most important part. Exactly.
Once he finds his command, he's gonna be a huge, huge problem. But Cade Obermueller made his debut for the Thrashers.
Love it. Love it. It's great. As always, the minor league minute crushes. All right. We'll be so Padres 2-3. One of three. What are we looking for here?
You take
play well in San Diego. I feel like it's, they always stink in San Francisco. I feel like anecdotally, I don't know the record, but I feel like they play well in San Diego.
We take 2-3. Okay, no, we take 1-3.
We're happy. We accept 1-3. We want 2-3.
We die with 2-3.
That's right.
We have a NOLA start in there, so so that doesn't help.
All right. Either way, we'll react to it after and set up the big series against the Dodgers this weekend as the rematch of the faded, you know, could have won the World Series if we had won that series. Would have, according to David Brusk. All right. Last thing, one more shout out to Harleysville Hotel, which Tucker Bagler, phenomenal producer, let me know, has the best wings around, and I love wings. So shout out to Harleysville Hotel. Shout out to Miller Lite. Shout out to Jack Fritz for just the awesome minor league minute. That was great stuff. All right. We will be back later in the week. Until then, please spread some seltzer.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.